Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Lock him up. Oh, that's what the left is hoping for. They're chanting it. Lock him up. Donald Trump. They want to see him go to jail. But that would be such a political gift to him. And they know it. And they don't know what to do. Because they want to see him in jail, but they also know it helps him politically. Oh, what to do. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Happy Monday. If you joined us on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, thank you for coming out. It was possibly our best showing yet. The Zeoli Army came out in force, and every time people would leave, new people would show up, so the room was full the entire time. Thank you. Your chance to hang out with me coming up Saturday night as we watch the Trump rally live together at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood, one of my absolute favorite bars in the Jersey Shore. Great food, great drinks, great people. Rally starts at 5, so we're going to be there watching it. And I hope you'll join us. Dom will be there before me, and then I'll be there, and then we'll watch the rally together. It'll be a lot of fun. That's coming up this Saturday, May 11th. And Sunday's Mother's Day, so take Mom as a little gift. Why not? Just saying, why not? Could be beautiful. Okay, so as we talk about a lot of different things, and I'm just working on my microphone levels here. I have a new microphone we're toying with, but as we talk about a lot of different things, the big thing right now, of course, is the court trial with Donald Trump. And today, they're back in court. Back in court again today, Trump is now being threatened with jail time over speaking out against the case, speaking out about the case. Michael Cohen, however, who is out there running his mouth all the time, no problems with Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen can say whatever he wants, apparently. He's allowed to say whatever he wants. He's allowed to say whatever he wants, and there's no consequences to him. Trump, they're fining him, and now they're saying they're going to put him in jail. And it would be such a gift politically to him. It really would. And that's the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. Why are they doing this to Trump, though? I mean, why? What are they doing here? I mean, you know it helps him, so why do they keep doing this? Is it that their Trump derangement syndrome is just so crazy that they can't see through it? Is it that? Or is it something else? Could it be the fact that they also don't want Donald Trump speaking because they know Joe Biden can't? Think about it. Trump is out there every time he possibly can be out there. talking to the press, talking to reporters, today again outside the courthouse. He's got the rally coming up Saturday in Wildwood. He's out there as much as possible. Where's Joe Biden? I mean, where's Biden? He comes out on Friday, gives some mealy-mouthed statement about the college protests, is not definitive in that. Oh, and we know who's paying for them. There's a clip of crazy Maxine Waters, who's a total lunatic, suggesting that people in the hills are just getting ready with their guns to, I guess, take over America. The hill people. I never understand this stereotype about militia people. Why it's that they're always in the hills and the mountains. I mean, you could be a militia guy on perfectly flat land. Perfectly flat land. I don't know why the stereotype is they're always in the hills. But she's talking about that they're up in the hills, you know, just getting ready to take over America and fermenting violence and everything else. And all I keep thinking is, wait a second, what's happening on these college campuses right now? All these, quote unquote, mostly peaceful protests, all the violence that you're seeing, people that are destroying campus property, taking over buildings, all these other things. This is a coordinated effort. Remember, we were talking about this last week. It's a coordinated effort, and I've got the names of the people who are paying for it. And yes, George Soros is on the list. And speaking of George Soros, since he gave Larry Krasner a bunch of money, the Philadelphia District Attorney, he's out there defending all these kids on campus, saying that what you saw at Columbia is you're not going to see that in Philadelphia. He won't charge anybody. He won't do any of those things. My point is that there are organized efforts on the left to foment craziness, upheaval, and violence. Where are these organized efforts on the right? I mean, I've heard about the, you know, the moms in yoga pants at school board meetings, the dads in Cabela's fishing hats. I've heard about all this, but where's this coordinated effort to take over America? All these domestic violent extremists, where are they? I'm not suggesting that there aren't people who sit around in the mountains or on perfectly flat land and don't envision possibly taking over the country someday, but they're not actually doing it. And there's no big money groups behind them. However, there is on the left. Soros, the Rockefellers, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all these different groups. The chaos and the violence that you're seeing in this country right now is being bought and paid for by the left in a very organized effort to try to cause upheaval in this country. And yet we're constantly told that it's our side. We are the ones. We are the problem. We are the dangerous kooks out there. There is a supply and demand problem here. Now, the demand for domestic violent extremism far outweighs the supply. The demand by Biden and the Department of Justice, because it's an excuse that they use to spy on you, it far outweighs the supply of actual domestic violent extremists who are out there. You know, the couple knuckleheads here and there. Meanwhile, on the left, it's a very, very organized, funded effort. Whether it's the A15 day of action where they shut down bridges and tunnels, or it is the chaos you see on campuses right now. It's all paid for. Big money. Now, Donald Trump is out there as much as he possibly can speaking. They've imposed this gag order on him because they're baiting him, because they know that Donald Trump wants to say whatever he wants to say. And we've got the TV ready if he comes out and speaks again. The trial's almost over, but I've got some good audio from him from earlier in the day today. Where's Biden? Biden is nowhere to be found. Biden comes out and he reads a couple things on teleprompters, and then he disappears. And if he takes questions, they're pre-screened questions. He stands up there and he goes, "Who am I supposed to call on next? Jack from Univision." Yeah, and then Jack asks him a question. He flips his notes. He has the answer right there. That's it. Trump comes out, he speaks extemporaneously, but take any question, you know, he's going on all these radio shows, TV shows, he's trying to get out there as much as possible. Where's Biden? See, I think a big part of what they're doing right now is they realize that they can't run the Biden basement strategy again because there's no pandemic. Now, there may be another pandemic by the time November comes around. I mean, nothing would surprise me, but at the moment, at least, there's no pandemic. In 2020, that was fine. They could hide Biden in the basement and pretend that it was to keep you safe. Like, he's being a role model. You all should be hiding in your basements. And if you see people, you remember back then they had the Biden rallies, so-called rallies, where they would have six chairs all 6 feet apart from each other. They'd all be on circles. Every chair would be in a circle. And they'd be 6 feet apart. Everybody would be sitting there in masks. And they'd say, well, we're keeping the crowd small to keep you safe. It's because you can't find people to go to a Biden rally. Or they would do drive-in rallies where people would drive their cars and you'd show the crowd. It'd be like 20 cars there. I mean, more people at a drive-in movie theater for like a crappy movie than would come out to a Biden car rally. But they could hide him in the basement in 2020 because there was a pandemic and they would turn around and say, this is the responsible thing to do. Not to hold rallies like Trump's doing. Can't do that now. So what does Biden do? He goes on shows where the questions are pre-screened for him, or he gets nothing but softball interviews. Now, I hate playing the clips from The View. I know you hate it, and I hate it too. But it's important to understand this, because Jen Psaki was on The View today. And she got asked the question, why doesn't Biden do more press conferences? Could you imagine how disastrous that be? See, Jen Psaki's smart. Unlike the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre, Psaki's very smart. And she knows that it's a disaster. That's why when Biden is done speaking, if he walks away from the podium and comes back, he does that sometimes. He shakes hands with the invisible man, turns around, looks around, doesn't know where he's supposed to go. And every now and then he walks back to the podium and just starts speaking. And everybody on his team has that moment of agita where their heart just stops in their chest and go, what's he going to say? So what do? They play the music as loud as possible to drown out the president of the United States so that he can't say something stupid that's going to wind up causing them a political headache. Meanwhile, Trump's out there everywhere he possibly can be. But they threaten this gag order against Trump because they want to bait him and they also want to try to level the playing field. But it would be a disaster for them. It would just help Trump politically. You lock him up, he joins the ranks of civil rights leaders, he joins the ranks of famous celebrities, and I don't mean the Britney Spears, Paris Hilton kind. I mean Sinatra, Jagger, Elvis, like rebels. You know, Bowie, I mean rebels. And it's punk rock, and the kids love it, and they would. I mean, the people already have the mugshot, so it would be a gift to him. And Republicans would get even more fired up. Like, can you believe how ridiculous this is? Guy's running for president, and he's not even allowed to speak about this. He can't go out there and have and explain to the voters what's going on. He can't take shots at Cohen. He can't take shots at the judge. He can't call Michael Cohen a liar. Why not? What if the jury is not supposed to be watching or paying attention to this case outside of court, which they're not? You know, the judge instructs the jury, when you go home, you don't talk about this case, you don't watch the case, you don't pay attention. So then if Trump's out there bashing Cohen, how does it influence the jury? How does it influence Cohen? Cohen's out there bashing Trump. Is that what you think? Cohen's going to be scared? He knows that Trump hates him. No surprise there. But this was an amazing moment on The View when Jen Psaki conceded that Joe Biden basically can't do press conferences. Now, I'm going to talk over this a little bit, but take a listen.
So, Jen, you've been on both sides of working as a press secretary, but also now being in the media. And there's been a lot of criticism of Biden, most recently from The New York Times, that he's held the fewest interviews and press availabilities of any president since Reagan. I personally think it would help dispel some of the concerns about his age if he did more. What would your advice be to the White House in terms of his accessibility to press?
Well, I think the benefit of the media environment right now, there's a lot of challenges, but I'm going to start at the optimistic side, is that there are so many choices. Mm-hmm. And when you're communicating from the White House, I mean, respect for freedom of speech and freedom of the press is important, mm-hmm. but you're also really just trying to communicate with the American people.
Right.
So my view is he should come on The View before he does a press conference.
Thank you.
Because People want to have real conversations about issues that are happening. Mm-hmm. I think press
right
conferences are important, but I
stop it right there. He should come on The View, where you idiots are all going to ask him softball questions, where he'll know exactly what you're going to ask him. Nothing challenging. You're all fans of his. The audience will all be fans of his. And we'll have a nice, lovely, wonderful time together, and it'll be fun. If he does a press conference, he might get asked a question by some not by most reporters, because, you know, they're out there to help Biden. But it's possible one could sneak in. Ask him a question he can't handle, and then what do you do? Ooh, that's awkward, right? But if you put him on The View, well, it's softball time, baby. Softball time. She's not done. She's not finished. She's got other suggestions as well. Go ahead.
Issues that are happening. Mm-hmm. I think press conferences are important, but I also think him doing Howard Stern, that's an interview that reached a broader audience of people. Him talking to the guys from Smartless, which is a great podcast.
I love that.
So if you're in the White House, you're not thinking about, am I checking the box on doing the most interviews? You're thinking about, am I doing the most I can to communicate my message to the American people? That's who I represent. So I would say more Howard Stern, come on The View, you know, more Smartless conversations where you're having conversations about policy, but they're real ones that people have at their kitchen.
And they're also not just gotcha moments. Sometimes as a citizen, when I watch, I don't want the same just like catching moment. I want to know what's going on.
Yes.
I don't always get that from
exactly.
A press conference.
Right. See that? It's do more Howard Stern type interviews where earmuffs, Howard Stern will just kiss his ass the entire time. I said earmuffs. Howard Stern will just sit there and suck up to him the entire time and say, you're the grandfather of this country. Thank you for being the grandfather this country needs. And reach a diverse audience of who? Who still listens to Howard Stern that is voting for Donald Trump? I mean, you might listen to the old shows of Howard Stern, but you're not listening to the new stuff. Because the guy's he's woke. It's woke Howard Stern. He's a woke sellout version of himself. But that's Jen Psaki's advice. And you know what? She's not wrong. She's not wrong. It's the advice I would give if I were her. Don't let him near the press. Don't let him near anybody who could ask him a challenging question. Give him softball interviews. Treat him like the old man that he is. And don't let him be in a position where he might have to answer something that he can't say. That he doesn't know the answer to. Or worse, he's going to answer it in a way that's going to cause us a political headache. It's the only advice you can give. Yeah, you got to give him softballs and easy times. And if he sits down with somebody, make sure he knows the questions, make sure he knows the answers, and make sure it can be edited. Make sure it can be edited before it can be aired, just in case. So that if something goes wrong, they can deal with it. What they're admitting there is that Joe Biden cannot run for president. And a couple of months ago, I think it was James Carville came out and said, if he can't do the Super Bowl interview, I mean, that's a problem. That's a real problem for the guy. That's because Norah O'Donnell, who would have done the interview, is not going to just give Joe Biden softballs because she's going to, I mean, it's not going to be if he sat down with Ducey, but she also does not want to look like she's Howard Stern or Joy Behar. But nope, he couldn't do that. He wouldn't do it. So he gave up the opportunity to have millions and millions, tens of millions of people watch him because he can't do it. So the answer is go on The View where you're going to have a daytime audience of idiots clapping seals who'll all sit there. You people can all ask him softball questions. Go on Howard Stern where Howard Stern can kiss up to him for 35 minutes or however long it was. And Biden can sit there and have somebody right next to him because he's on the phone, and he can help Biden come up with answers if they need it. Have Stern's team send the questions in advance, and they're not going to be hard questions anyway. I mean, this is bad. You think this guy's going to debate? You think this guy's going to be able to debate Donald Trump on a debate stage? So, I mean, in some ways, everything that's happening is a gigantic distraction away from the fact that the Democrat nominee for president is not really running for president. You know, he'll go out there and give a rally and he'll give a prepared speech, stumble all over his words and leave. But the president of the United States is nowhere to be found. John Kirby today is out there talking about this ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel. Not the president. Apparently, Hamas is agreeing to a ceasefire deal. It's a big deal. If that's true. That would be the kind of thing that a president in a general election would come out and talk about. Would come to the podium and say, we've achieved something very historic here. We're very proud of this. And I want to warn Hamas, you better do it or else. And it would look strong and he would look powerful and he would look like he's a peace broker, but he can't do any of those things. Oh, it's a disaster. It really is. It's a disaster. And this is what we're dealing with here with Joe Biden. In addition to that, you've got this other problem. The other problem is the wacko kids at college campuses don't like him. They call him Genocide Joe. This entire organized effort here that's being funded by people with the name Soros and Rockefeller and other groups, they're all behind this, but they're calling the guy Genocide Joe. He needs these college kids in Michigan and Wisconsin. I mean, he needs them to win those states or he's going to lose. And those crazy college kids, they're going to vote third party. They're going to vote for Jill Stein. They're not going to vote for Genocide Joe. And you've got people in the Democrat Party like Bernie Sanders coming out there and comparing this to Joe Biden's Vietnam. So then you've got other Democrats coming out and saying, you know, this isn't really helpful. This isn't helpful for you guys to be out there saying this about Biden. Biden, as far as Biden knows, he's in the middle of the Vietnam War. As far as Biden knows, the Gulf of Tonkin just happened. Which didn't really happen, of course. But as far as he's concerned, he's now has to go out there and push that lie to get us into another war. He doesn't know where he is. That's why he has to do softball interviews. Jen Psaki is smart. She's a bold-faced liar, but she's a very smart one. And I always enjoyed her press conferences much more than the White House fembot. Because at least, you know, Psaki, you knew she was lying, but she gave you that look like, yeah, you know I'm full of it. And you know and you kind of, you're like, yeah, I get it. You're lying to me. But, you know, deep down, you kind of liked it a little bit because she wasn't pretending. Like, she really wasn't pretending to tell the truth. And she was at least smart enough where you're like, okay, this, I just got lied to. But hey, it was interesting to watch versus the word salads that Karine Jean-Pierre tosses out and you go, I don't even understand what she just said. I know it's BS, but I can't even make sense of it. So Psaki, being smart, knows that Joe Biden has to just only do softball interviews. That's it. Restrict him to Howard Stern. Restrict him to The View. Restrict him to Stephen Colbert. Restrict him to people that will just go there and treat him like the old man that he is. Not like the president of the United States of America. Softball interviews. Hey, I got news for you. Donald Trump's not president. Joe Biden is president. Everything that's happening in the world right now, everything that is going on in this country, Joe Biden should be able to be asked about it because he's the president. He's not just merely a candidate. In 2020, they tried to hide him, and they can't do it now. But they're trying. And trying real hard. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Where does all this go for Donald Trump in court? What's next? We're going to talk to a criminal attorney, a former prosecutor about that straight ahead. And who is behind these campus protests? Familiar names and how much money are they spending? I told you this was an organized effort. 855-839-1210 on a Monday. We're coming right back.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, Monday. Can you believe it's Monday already? Hard to believe. We had a great time in Cape May on Friday. It was fantastic. Loved it. Loved being there with you. It was great. And then Saturday, we're going to be in Wildwood watching the Trump rally together. It's going to be a blast. And I want to see you there. I want you to join us. Mulligan Shore Bar. The rally starts at 5 o'clock. So we'll watch the rally together. I told you I'm not a rally guy. I'm happy to be in the bar, hanging out with you, watching it on television. Some people love to go to the rallies. I get it. I do. Some people love the rallies. They go. They're like, I've been to 15 rallies. I've been to every rally. There's people. It's kind of like the Zioli Show live at the Grand Hotel, because there were people there who were saying, this is my fifth show, my sixth show. I love that. It's great. We'll be back at the Grand Hotel Friday, June 21st. And I'm going to tell you that we had dinner at Hemingway's restaurant after the show. Henry's parents, Henry, it was great to meet them. They're wonderful. I don't know if they must have, I don't know where you came from, but they're really, really great people. And
where we came from.
Yeah, I don't know where you came from, Sam, but they're great. They're terrific. We had a wonderful dinner, and the food was great. I mean, I'm telling you, it was delicious, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a really good steak.
Yeah. Yeah, what did I have? I don't even remember what I had. Oh, I had a burger. I was starving.
Yeah, you housed that thing.
I was starving, because you do the show live and then your energy, and then you just crash, and then I just wanted a burger and fries, and then you didn't crash.
You were all over the place. You were bouncing off the walls.
I was, till I did the Irish goodbye at Elaine's.
That's true.
Yeah. You were there 1 second and then gone.
Come
Everyone kept
Elaine's.
Saying, "Oh, where'd Rich go?" It's like, "Oh, he must be in the bathroom or something." But then you were gone for 45 minutes, and then we realized the bathroom was no longer.
This guy, Matt, badgers us again and again. Come to Elaine's. We go to Elaine's. He's MIA.
Yep.
He yelled at me because I said I was only going to stay for 30 minutes to an hour max. I was tired.
And he stayed
and
once.
Then he, Rich, you may have been there for 15 minutes.
That's my move. It's my signature move is the Irish goodbye. It's what I do. I just, when I'm done, I just leave. I just walk out, call an Uber, and I'm out. It's my move. My signature move. The Irish goodbye. But it was great to see Patrick and Shirley, the owners of Elaine's. They're great people. They have a lot of great beers there on tap. We had a lot of fun. But June will be a blast. I'm telling you right now, though, you want to make your reservations. If you plan on staying at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, make your reservations, because they're almost sold out for the whole month of June already. And you could do a midweek package and then stay and watch the show on Friday, June 21st. And make a weekend out of it. So make sure you do that. But their rooms always sell out. They sell out every summer. So don't wait. Do it today. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right. Now, as we're talking about all the issues with Donald Trump, I wanted to get on a guy who understands the law quite well. He's a former prosecutor. He's a criminal defense attorney. And he's local. David Gelman joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. David, how are you today, counselor?
Hey, Rich, I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, man. It's good to have you on the show, finally. I know we've went back and forth a lot about this, and you're helping President Trump, a future President Trump, with his legal cases and advising the campaign. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm a legal surrogate of his now, and we're really doing everything we possibly can to show the corruption and what is happening with the crooked DOJ, really, and all these cases. And, I think we're going to win in the end. President Trump is going to be the president come November.
Now, you're down in Cherry Hill, and so you're a local guy, and you listen to the show, and you know, you've heard me go on rants about this. However, I'm not an attorney. So give me your thoughts, first of all, about this gag order and why this is so unconstitutional and why this is so absurd that this gag order applies to Trump and doesn't apply to Michael Cohen, for example.
Well, you know what? That's a great question you got, Rich. So, look, it's our First Amendment right to be able to speak about anything and everything in this country, all right, whether we like it or we don't like it. And President Trump is no different than anybody else in this country when it comes to that, when it comes to enjoying that type of privilege. Well, the judge in this case thinks differently, apparently, because he has an unconstitutional gag order on the president. And the reason it's unconstitutional is because it only applies to Donald Trump and the campaign. So Donald Trump can't talk about the facts of the case. He can't talk about the witnesses of the case. He can't talk about the judge or his family in the case. But everybody else can talk about Donald Trump. So how does that make sense? How is that fair? It isn't. And the reason that the judge is even doing this in the first place is because he is so conflicted. And when I say that, and what I mean by that is that, and Rich, I've heard you talk about this on your program multiple times before. The judge's daughter is profiting off of this right now. She's literally making millions and millions of dollars for her company, and Democrats because Donald Trump cannot be campaigning. In fact, he's now in a courtroom for a show trial, a sham trial. And that is totally, number one, illegal. And number right. two, this judge should never be on the case because he should have recused himself due to this. So there's multiple issues with it, but that's the reason it's unconstitutional. And that's also the reason why the judge should never be on this case and we should have a different judge to begin with.
Now, this notion of they could lock Trump up, I mean, if he keeps violating this, I personally think politically that would help him. But what does that process look like in terms of how that plays out? The judge says, all right, you violated my gag order and I'm sending you to jail. Is it like the scene of My Cousin Vinny where he basically sleeps over at jail, gets a good night's sleep, and then comes back to court the next day?
You know, well, you know, I don't think President Trump has to worry about having any trains running around Trump Tower when he's sleeping. So I don't know if it's that bad. But, you know,
excellent reference.
with regards to the contempt, and if the judge does find him in contempt next time and he does order him jailed, which I do believe you are right, where that is pretty much handing Donald Trump the election come November. But in the event that they do find him in contempt and he does that, they're going to have another hearing on that, Rich. And they're going to have to make sure that, you know, there was a contempt, number one, and that he did violate the unconstitutional gag order. But number two, how are you possibly going to jail a president of the United States when he has Secret Service detail 24/7 every day of the year? It's impossible. You can't. You're going to talk about putting him in Rikers Island? You know, not in this lifetime. So I would assume in the event, or let me rephrase that, in the unlikely event that the judge does say, all right, Trump, you're going to jail, he would probably do some type of a house arrest where he'd be, you know, staying at Trump Tower and he can't go out. And that would be a sham in itself as well. But to put him in jail, it literally is impossible and not even feasible. So, you know, the judge, it's just empty warnings. That's really all it is right now.
I mean, it'd be fun. In some ways, it'd be fun to watch, and it would make for a great movie presence. You know, the Secret Service surrounding him in jail, and then some guy tries to shiv him. You know what I mean? And the Secret Service goes shiv, and they got to take the guy down. I mean, it would be comical to watch. I'm making jokes about it because I think it would be such a political gift to Trump. I think the judge has to know that too. Every time they go after this guy in court, whether it's Georgia, whether it's on the federal level, whether it's New York, his poll numbers just keep going up. This is not hurting him. And I think part of the reason why is because everybody understands that this is purposely to keep him off the playing field. It's Monday in the general election. It's May 6th. He'd love to be out there on the campaign trail, but he has to do it on the weekends now. I mean, he's coming to Wildwood on Saturday, as you know, David, but he's limited to the weekends and maybe Wednesday because they're not in court on Wednesday, and that's it. And otherwise, he's got to do photo ops and spend time with firemen and cops, which he loves to do, but they have succeeded in taking the Republican nominee, the front runner for the presidency, off the playing field. And I think people see that and they think it's just a ridiculous disadvantage to him. And then the other thing is that, as we've talked about so many times, the merits of this case, this idea that this is election interference, as if any single person would have ever changed their vote to Hillary Clinton had they known about the Stormy Daniels allegations. It's absurd. You couldn't find me one person who would have said, yeah, I would have changed my vote to Hillary Clinton.
Well, you're exactly right. And also, to go back on your point for a second, Rich, you know, if you look at it, the prosecutors, they know that if the judge does sentence him to some type of a jail time for contempt, that's pretty much giving the election, because they are not asking for jail. Every time he does a violation or alleged violation, they're just saying, oh, please fine him. They're never asking for jail. So I always find that funny and interesting because, you know, look, the DOJ is all behind this, number one. But to go to your point about taking him off of the campaign trail because of this, what it's doing, it's backfiring on the Democrats, and it's backfiring 100% for the simple reason that go on any news channel right now, all you're going to see is Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. And they just, I think they misplayed this and they miscalculated this too big for them, in my opinion, which is great for Donald Trump because it's showing the injustice that is happening. There are the facts of the case are very, very simple. A woman, Stormy Daniels, was paid by a individual, Michael Cohen, who is a convicted felon, all right, convicted perjurer. I mean, he doesn't know if he's lying or telling the truth when he wakes up, let alone all day. And he lied about everything in Congress as well. So you have that individual as your main witness who is giving statements about Donald Trump knowing this and knowing that, which is completely bogus. All it is a legal services rendered case where a person from the Trump organization who worked there for many years wrote in a ledger legal services of $420,000 for legal services, which is all correct. Now, what Michael Cohen did with his money when he got it, who the heck knows? That's nobody's business. But Donald Trump was already president when the check was written, so that you have that going for you. You have a individual, Michael Cohen, who everybody so far who has testified has pretty much said that, you know, he's pretty much the devil reincarnated. You can't right. trust him. So now you you have him going to be your star witness. The facts of this case do not add up to anything. And if they did, this was a misdemeanor at most where the statutes of limitations have ran, and they ran years ago. So please tell me what crime occurred, because I'm still trying to figure it out. And I think everybody in that courtroom is still trying to figure it out as well.
Yeah, and David Gelman's with me. David is in private practice now, Gelman Law in South Jersey in Cherry Hill. But you were a former prosecutor. And so this is a key point. This guy from the Department of Justice who left the Department of Justice and then is now the lead prosecutor in court here. You were a prosecutor, you did your time, you left to go to the private sector and make some money, which is what people normally do. This guy leaves the Department of Justice to go essentially now run a municipal trial. I mean, this is really just a municipal case. It's a local case. There's no reason it should ever be federal, and they don't have any jurisdiction in federal court. But that's what I mean about this being the Biden White House and the Biden DOJ being behind this. And I don't think people realize that fact.
You're exactly right. I mean, and he was the number three guy in the DOJ. So it wasn't like he was some schlub. You know, he had a high position. And, Rich, I don't know if you saw this today. I read about it a couple hours ago before I came on your program. He was paid by the DNC in 2019, from what I understand. He was paid $12,000 for consulting, legal consulting. So you're trying to tell me that this guy is an impartial individual? I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't know how anybody could possibly say with a straight face that this guy went from the DOJ to being a city attorney, pretty much a district attorney in the city of New York, where they have thousands and thousands of cases. But he just so happened to be, you know, assigned to the Donald Trump case. It does not make sense at all. There's definitely something fishy going around. I mean, can you imagine that after this is all done, he's probably going to go back to the DOJ and probably get an appointment somewhere as a judge or something? I mean, the hypocrisy of what's happening with this right now and the politicization is overwhelming. And everybody, you can like Trump, you can hate Trump, you can be a Republican, a Democrat, I don't care what you are, you have to see this.
Yeah, I agree with you, my friend. But listen, it was great catching up with you. I appreciate your thoughts on this. GelmanLaw.com is where you find him. David Gelman, we'll talk about this again. I'm sure there'll be no shortage of conversations we're going to have throughout this circus. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Rich. I look forward to coming back on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now, listen, summer is right around the corner, and this is what you want to do. You want to lose weight and look good for summer, and that's the NJ Diet Guarantee. 20 to 40-plus pounds gone in 40 days' time. 40 days from now, we're going to be at the beach. We're going to be at the pool. You could be looking and feeling your absolute best. Without shots. Listen, these shots, you know, they're banned by a lot of European countries. People are having all kinds of side effects from them. An NJ diet works faster, and it is natural. It's all natural. It's your biochemistry. That's how it works. It works with your biochemistry, and they come up with supplements that work for you and a plan that works for you. No prepackaged foods, no surgery, no hormones, no shots. You lose the weight guaranteed. And you're monitored, too. You got the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number to make sure that you are burning fat and not just losing water weight. That's a key point. You want to burn fat. And NJ Diet has a location nearby you. King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or online with live online video consultations. Just go to njdiet.com or call them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight guaranteed. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days guaranteed. The natural way. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. 855-5-NJ-DIET or njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
The usual suspects are behind the campus protests. The usual suspects, names you know, people like George Soros, other people, and Larry Krasner. Who took a lot of money from George Soros? Larry Krasner was out there at Penn hanging out with all the protesters, too. This is a problem for Democrats. This is a real problem for them, a political problem. I'll get into the more details with you as the show progresses today. And I'm fired up for Saturday for the rally. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, PBS hails gender-affirming care, a court win for minors, including mastectomies and other surgeries and everything else. I'll share some of that with you as the show progresses today. But I think that the issue of Trump in court, the issue of what this means to him in terms of being a guy who's out there fighting the system, resonates with a lot of people. It really does. I mean, that's another political piece of this that I don't think we talk enough about. It resonates with people. The notion of saying, hey, you know what? This system is rigged against me. The system is rigged. And we're seeing it play out. And Donald Trump is the one who's at the center of it. But if they can do this to the guy who's the front runner for the presidency, what stops them from doing it to you? To me. And how many times have we had to deal with this in our lives in various different ways? I don't mean just in court. I don't mean just the legal system. But did you get your chops busted in some way during COVID? You know, a business that you were shut down by the state. You got in trouble because you wouldn't wear a mask. You got in trouble because you try to get your kids to go to school. People have seen I think in the last several years in particular, their chops busted in various different ways. Maybe it's just the fact that you're paying more for everything. That is a form of chop busting in itself. You go to the grocery store and you leave there and you're paying twice as much as you used to pay for everything else. You're a business person and you got more EPA regulations to deal with, more this. All of it amounts to having your chops busted one way or another. And when you see Trump out there on the standing outside the court and dealing with this, and you think, if they can do this to him, what stops them from doing this to me? And the answer is nothing. Nothing. And we've also heard stories over the years of people who've been targeted for doing nothing other than expressing their political beliefs. You know, I keep making the joke about moms in yoga pants because that's what we're talking about here when they put out that school board's letter. I keep commenting about dads in Cabela's fishing hats because if you go to Cabela's, then they're monitoring you and they're profiling you. It's all chop busting. It's like every day we go out to try to live our lives, and in some way, shape, or form, the government is busting our chops, making life more difficult for us, getting in our way, making life more expensive for us, trying to take over being our kids' parents, you know, keeping us from knowing what's going on with our kids in school, making decisions for them, indoctrinating them. It's all chop busting. And I think that when you see Donald Trump getting his chops busted, it's a way of empathizing with the candidate. And typically, candidates have to empathize with the voters. But in this case, what they're doing makes you empathize with him. It's like, I get it. I get it. I get what he's going through. I see it in my own eyes. All right, we got a lot more to get to. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. I'm going to get into some detail with you. Got some audio from Trump. We're expecting he may come out and speak at any moment. We'll share that with you live if it happens. And boom parties. If you're in Jersey or Philly or in the region, you might know what I'm talking about. Boom parties. When the dregs of humanity blast music from their cars in the middle of the night and keep people up. The worst people ever. More people now speaking out against that as well. So we got a big show still straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.